Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gulcher, dictating an endoscopy report on patient Leon Thompson, date of birth 2/24/1943, date of procedure April 2nd, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Gulcher, DO, referring physician, Dr. Paul Tran. Procedure performed as colonoscopy with hot snare polypectomy, cold biopsy polypectomy, cold snare polypectomy, and cold biopsies. Indication is personal history of colon cancer, personal history of colon polyps. Prior LAR. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, well experienced patient, the patient's breath, and not space, replace them off lateral position, sedation, screen, and your service with monitoring, anesthesia, care, period. This rectal exam was normal, period, while lubrication, pseudo gas, colonoscope is introduced into the rectum, and advanced in the direct vision to seek, which is identified by the presence of the penis orbs. No cecal valve and confluence of the bolts, period. Careful examination made of them. Fecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum period. Which flexure was obtained of the rectum period? Boston Biopsy score was graded as a 6,2-2-2, fair prep period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Boston Bell Prep scores graded as 6,2-2-2, fair prep. Next line, the sigmoid colon. There was an approximately 10 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polycomb with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, there were three diminutive cecal sessile polyps from the cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was one ascending colon sessile diminutive polyp from the cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a descending colon diminutive sessile polyp from the cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were two sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. These range in size from 8 to 10 millimeters. Next line, there was a sigmoid colon diminutive sessile polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of left-sided melanosis coli. Next line, there was a approximately 8 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, at the prior surgical anastomosis, there was evidence of scar tissue and narrowing. The scope was able to traverse this area without any difficulty. Common biopsies were obtained in this area for histology in all four quadrants. Period. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were not bleeding. Next line, plant. Follow-up biopsy pathology, next line. Follow-up pathology from the prior surgical anastomosis. Next line, patient denies any symptoms of constipation or diarrhea at this time. We'll await pathology from the anastomosis. Delete the line above this, dating follow-up path from anastomosis, delete that. Next line, given the number of polyps and the fair prep noted throughout the entirety of the colon, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year, pending path. Next line. follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.